This is a real thing that happened. It involved me and my son and my first wife. It's WA1QIX remote control for ID on Route 9.
So, you know,
going to sleep at night, or I was asleep, woke up, and I have no idea what time it was. It was nighttime. And I saw this blue hand jutting out of the closet. I said, oh, shit, something in the closet. I went back to sleep. Forgot about it in the morning. Next night, same thing. Blue hand jutting out of the closet. Just, phew, right out, right there. Oh, shit.
Something's in the closet.
Bird net. Blue hand, screw hand. So in the morning, I remembered it that time. I said to my wife, I said, what did you put in the closet? There's some kind of an attachment in there. And she goes, well, I put a hat box in there, and it's got a hat. And I said, get rid of the damn thing. I said, it's got an attachment. There's a blue hand I see coming out of the closet. She was kind of used to that sort of thing because I've seen lots of things. Anyway, so presumably she got rid of it, and I forgot about it.
Sleep, no blue hand, didn't even... I actually forgot about it. Next morning,
my three-year-old came downstairs and rubbing his eyes, he said, I said, hi, sweetie. And I said, Daddy, I saw a blue hand coming out of the ceiling of my bedroom. And my wife says, oh, my God. I said, where did you put that thing? She goes, I put it up in the attic right over his room. I said, you got to get rid of the damn thing. So that's the blue hand. And that's a factual. That really happened.
So how'd you get rid of it?
She got rid of it, and I don't know what she did with it. I don't know if she gave it away or whatever, but it's gone.
So this hat, she got this from, where did the hat come from?
Well, the hat box and the hat in it came from a yard sale. Curiously enough, it came from a yard sale on Main Street in Townsend. Which leads me into another interesting story. And Joseph and I were at a yard sale. We went to yard sales all the time at a house on Main Street. I don't think it was the same one where the hat came from because it was, you know, a year later or so. Anywho, so Joseph and I were up in the attic. Yeah, Joseph was older now. He was at least 5 years. He was probably, you know, like 9 or 10 at the time. So we're up in the attic of this house, and Joseph looks and says, Daddy, you see that? And I looked, and there's a woman standing. I said, yeah. I said, what do you see? He said, there's a woman standing there, all in white. I said, yeah, I see her too. She looks friendly. And so there's this house, right? There's this woman there. Well, we knew the family who bought that house. So George Sullivan got this house because it needed a lot of work. And he was renoing it. He renoed it and bought it, and he sold it to the Bochets, who live in Townsend to this day. And every person who lives in that house has seen that white woman, except for the mother. The mother can't see her, but everybody else has.
Whoa.